Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to Limitless Faith Podcast. This is your girl, Kayla D. And I just wanted to, spend some time with you, encourage you, and just share with you what the Lord has been pouring into me. Just have a moment of transparency with you, even some things that I've been going through lately. But this has been a trying season, and I'm sure you felt it as well, feeling the pull and the push and the strain and the stretching, the molding, the pruning, all of the above. And I know that this is God making us, molding us, preparing us for something greater. And a lot of times we look at it as if it is a tactic of the enemy, if we're being attacked left and right and it's spiritual warfare. But the thing is God uses those moments for our good. Those things are not in vain. We talked about last week how I've been feeling like some of my weight or my works have been in vain, and just how that is simply not the case. Just because we may not see it now with our natural eyes doesn't mean that it's not manifesting in the spirit. And so we have to begin to ask God to open our spiritual eyes that we may begin to see those things. Within the last week or so, I have really been seeing what God is doing. He has really been opening my eyes to seeing behind the scenes, to seeing the greatness that He is allowing to come forth. Even though it's not completely upon me now, I know that it's within reach. I know that I can see it. I know that I can smell it. I know that I can taste it. And how I know this is there has been this sense of peace that's just come over me, come over my spirit. I no longer have those restless nights like I have been. I have spent the past few weeks barely sleeping, and it wasn't like I was stressed or that something was on my mind keeping me up. It was just I just couldn't sleep, and it was like my spirit was restless, like it knew something was happening, it knew something had to happen, it knew that this wasn't it, it had to be more. And so my spirit began to feel that restlessness, and a good friend of mine told me that is because you're in a state of transition. Your spirit gets there before your natural physical gets there. And so my spirit sensing this transition, but my natural hasn't been seeing it yet. And so it's just kind of that push and pull, that tug of war type of thing of, the body fighting with the spirit and the mind with the spirit, that type of thing. But the last couple of days, the Lord has really been putting me in a state of rest to where I can actually rest at night. My prayer has been, Lord, just allow me to rest in you. Whatever you are doing within me, whatever you're pouring into me, just allow me to be at rest in you during that process. And so the last few nights, He has actually been allowing me to sleep. And it's like now I get to the point where I don't even want to wake up. I'm just enthralled in that rest. And it feels so good, but those alarm clocks keep going off. I keep pressing snooze, but I push and force myself to wake up because I know that I can't sleep the day away. But something today, the Lord really showed me, opened my eyes to seeing, is what happens at the end of the tunnel. What happens where you're at the end of your season, of that season of struggle, of pressure, of straining, of being stretched and being pruned and all of that, the pressure. What happens when you're at the end? Not when you've crossed over into the new season, not when you've completely made it out of the tunnel, but when you're at the end. What happens to the end of that, at the end of that tunnel? And that is at a state where you're at a state of rest. You know everything's going to be fine. It's like you can breathe. You can exhale. You can just let go. And that is the place that I am in. I feel like I really am in this at this point in time. And I used to watch movies and see them going through something, or maybe it's a horror film and they finally find help. They finally get away, right? And they see the car come down the street. They just made it out of the woods, and they finally just, they take that moment to bend over, put their hands on their knees and just breathe. And I always, me talking to the TV, because that's just the type of person I am. Why y'all stopping? Y'all ain't out of there yet. Get out of there. What you stopping for? But that's just me. But I get it now. I do. When you see that light at the end of the tunnel and you're reaching it, it's within reach. And all of that energy that it took for you to get to that point, it's like you're drained and you just have to rest. You know it's there. You see it's there. You know you're going to get it. But like, okay, let me just take a breather. I know I'm here. I know I made it. But let me breathe. And that is what happens when you are at the end of your season of struggle, your season of pressure, your season of strain, of pruning, of molding, of all the refinement that you had to go through, the pressure that you had to endure. You are at the end when you can finally breathe. So what happens in this state of rest? This is when God is restoring. This is when God is replenishing. This is when God is filling you up. This is when He is pouring into you everything you need for that next season. Now, all of the pressure you had to go through, all the stressors and the hard life situations that you had to endure throughout the season, those were to prepare you to be able to steward the things that God was placing in your hands in the next season. But now this last pouring into you, He said, okay, I know you're able to steward it correctly. Now let me pour into you peace. Let me pour into you rest. Let me pour into you healing. Let me pour into you my love, my joy. Let me pour upon you my favor, my grace. And when we truly recognize that season that we're in, that we're at the end of the season, we are about to touch down. We are about to step out of that long, dark tunnel that we've been traveling through. God says, just allow me to breathe upon you. Allow me to restore you to the person that I've called you to be. God is restoring hearts. Hearts that have been hardened. Hearts that had to endure pain, that had to go through healing. Now He's restoring and He's softening hearts. He's giving you a portion of His heart, the compassion that His people need. Because you can't do what He has called you to do fully unless you have that compassion component to you. God is restoring. He's restoring joy. And the last few days, I've really been finding myself smiling a lot more. I told you guys before how this year has been an emotional roller coaster for me. And how I have never cried so much in my life as I have cried this year. And I didn't understand why. And then God began speaking to me and telling me that all of those old hurts that I had suppressed, all of that guilt that I have felt, that shame, those insecurities, that feeling of unworthiness, all of that stuff had to be brought to a head so that He can heal me from the things that cause those things to take root in my life. I had seriously thought that I was healed from daddy issues. Not understanding that while I did allow a portion of the healing to take place, I didn't allow God to complete the process. And that was a bit difficult because my father and my mother got divorced when I was like 1 year old. So I'd never known them to be together, which was fine because, you know, it was something I'd never known. But to know that he chose an outside party, another relationship over his family. So having that sense of abandonment, that fear of rejection that came from that, jumping in and out of relationships as an adult to try to fill those voids. And God healed me from the point of me feeling like I needed to be in a relationship. I went from jumping in and out of relationships to finally being single for years and being okay with that. Of course, I still longed for a relationship and for someone to love me and to love, but I knew that I wanted to be whole before that person came into my life. I knew that I wanted it to be the right person before having just anybody enter into my life. And so, me going through years of being single, I equated that in my mind to being, these were the years that I've been healing. I've been working on myself, which is true in a sense, but I still wasn't completely healed. Not like I thought I was. And so some situations came up this year concerning my dad, and I didn't realize that it affected me as much as it did. So a couple years ago, when the whole engagement thing came up for me, my dad had a stroke. Well, he had a heart attack, and then when he went in for surgery on his heart, he ended up having a stroke on the table. And so it left him paralyzed from the waist down. And so it took a lot out of me, but I was there by his side, praying him through it, anointing him, and just laying hands on his feet and speaking life into him. And the guy that I was with at the time actually asked him for my hand in marriage. So that's how the whole engagement thing came up. But to know that my father and I was actually able to have some sense of bonding, even though the past wasn't brought up. It wasn't like there was an apology or there was any closure concerning those things. And I guess that's probably what I've been holding on to, is not hearing the words. And the thing about it is, when it comes to forgiveness, we have to be able to forgive without hearing an apology. I honestly didn't feel as though I still harbored anything against him. But the thing about it is, it's easy to think that when you've pushed that thing to the back of your mind, so it's not on the forefront. It's not something you're constantly harboring over. But when we suppress things, that is how we know that we're not completely healed from it. Because when something happens that triggers that and it all comes tumbling back out, then we know that there's still some healing that need to take place there. So I was talking to my nephew a couple weeks ago, and he's 17, and we were just talking about, you know, our dads, and he doesn't have the best relationship with his own father, and just things that we've learned, things we wish would have been different, or if we had any regrets or things of that nature. And he asked me the question of, do I ever wish that he would have raised me, or that he was in my life growing up, in my life more than he was growing up? And I told him, I said, you know what? I honestly think that he would have done me a disservice if he would have raised me. And he's like, why do you think that? And I had to say, I look at my step siblings, the kids that he did raise, and how they're in and out of jail, multiple babies, fathers, mothers, kind of still live that hood life, that hood mentality. And just seeing where I am at the point of my life, and how even though I was raised by a single mother, one who raised five children on her own, is I was better off. Outside of the accolades, the degrees, the education, the businesses, and all that kind of stuff, the worldly things that we look at from an earthly standpoint, right? Outside of all of that, my mother was able to pour into me the love of God. Actually, how to read the word, how to discern in the spirit, how to seek God more and actually seek his face, how to have a relationship with Christ, how to be used by the Holy Spirit. I learned way more from a single parent than I could have if I would have had both of my parents. And I say that because looking at even her spiritual growth over the years that they've been apart, I honestly feel like if they would have stayed together, that he probably would have been a hindrance in her spiritual life as well. And that's not to downplay him or anything, it just shows where his spirit is currently lacking. And I do pray that God brings him to where he needs to be spiritually. But the fact that I had to compare my life to others, yes, it's sort of a good thing I saw it that way, but there shouldn't have been no comparison. It should have been solely based on me. And looking at that and the fact that I had to pull from an external factor shows that there could still be something there. And then it wasn't until we had Bible study a couple weeks ago that my brother hosted and my father attended. It was online on Zoom. And when we were doing the introductions and stuff before we got started, he introduced himself and said, you know, I'm such and such as dad. And then my mom happened to be on and she stopped him. She was like, you know, you have a daughter on here too, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I did see her on. And it was the fact that my mom even had to say anything. I mean, I honestly wouldn't have said a word. I would have just suppressed it all. But thinking on it later, and I'm just like, huh, why didn't he acknowledge me? And I understand that we don't have the best relationship, but the fact that I thought we were building something. I guess I thought that me being there by his side in his time of need would have been worth something. The fact that I shared an intimate moment with him, with the whole engagement and how their proposal actually happened at his bedside, I thought that would have meant something to him. It is something that the Lord is still working on me with, that I'm still being healed from. And just kind of learning how to navigate through it and how to really shake this stuff off. How do you overcome something that is constantly in your face? How do you truly forgive someone when they keep doing the same thing over and over? Yes, you could have forgiven the things that they did in the past, but what about the new things that come up? And then God brings to my remembrance that scripture that how many times would you have to forgive? 70 times 7. It's a constant daily process, a daily battle. You have to do it over and over and over again. It's not a one and done thing. And so that's something that I have to constantly remind myself of. So when it comes to him in my life, that is something that I am learning how to completely give to God. And the fact that now that I am in a state of peace for him to restore and replenish me shows that I am actually in a position for him to do so, for him to completely heal me from that, because it's not a burden on my mind anymore. I don't think about it and cry. I don't have that nagging voice in my ear bickering about it. When it comes to replenishing, when God replenishes you, he brings you to a state where restoration can't even reach. Because in order to restore, you have to put them back in the same position they were in. So if God was to restore your finances, you went without employment, he restores and allows you to get a new job, and you're making the same pay that you were. It was restored. But when he replenishes, he pours into you in abundance. Because of where you were before, it is not able to take you where he needs you to be. One of my prayers in the morning is, God, take me from where I am to where you want me to be. And in order for him to replenish you and do that, he has to increase your capacity. So all of that stretching that you had to go through, that you're probably still going through, that is where the increase is coming from. He's stretching you so that you can handle more, so that you can obtain more, so that you can be filled by more. So at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the season, allow God to restore, replenish, give you rest, give you peace, and know that you're almost there. We just have one step to go. This is that final push of delivery. This is birthing season. So I just want to encourage you all today to know that God is still doing it. Matter of fact, it's already done. It's done in the spirit. We're just waiting for it to finish whatever it is that we have to go through here on this earth so that it can manifest in our hands, in our lives. God is sitting back over his word, watching it to be fulfilled. So you all be encouraged, be blessed. Know that God got it. Allow him to pour into you in this season and just rest in him, knowing that it is already completed and that greatness is upon you. Be blessed.